Today, we are going to look into the topic of salvation. Ever since Adam's fall, his sin was inherited to the whole humanity. And through that, this world became a world of sin. In other words, it became an era where people do not recognize sins as sins. Therefore, God, through Moses, he gave the laws. That's how the era of law came. And the function of the law is to reveal the sin as sin. Therefore, the people, the sinners, cannot help but to see their own sins, and thus they feel burdened, they see their own guilt. But what is salvation? It is a salvation from sins. It is a liberation from sin. And unless we are freed from our own sin, we will always feel this guilty feeling and we won't have freedom. Because we lack this freedom in our hearts, and we won't be able to love. Then, we, following the very first commandment of God, which is to be fruitful, we won't be able to bear fruit. We will be confined in our guilty feeling and we will live such a life. Then how can we be freed? It is through Jesus. It is through his cross. This event of crucifixion, it is an event where Jesus died carrying the sins of whole humanity. But then it is the sin that I committed. It is my sin. Then how does it make sense that, you know, somebody can carry in place of me? For example, there is this classroom, and the students in the classroom, and they were, you know, they were supposed to score over 90. If they don't get that score, they will have to run the track for 200 times as a punishment. But then every test, they only score 20 or 30. But then there was one student raising his hand and saying, "I will run on behalf of this classmate, classroom." But he was asked what score he scored. And he said 20. But then the rest of students will laugh at him because anyhow he will have to run 200 times as his punishment. But then another student raising his hand and says, "I will run on behalf of this classroom." He said, "I scored 100. Then all the students will be silent because the student who scored 100, he is qualified to run 200 times on behalf of the rest. Because actually, you know, he do not need to run. So after he runs 200 times, you know, throwing up blood, then, you know, when he comes back, then the rest of the students won't need to run. So it is possible that somebody takes up the punishment for others, but then it's only possible when the person is freed, is not accountable for the punishment. But then the rest, you know, they should receive the punishment, right? So in the Bible, there are many records saying that Jesus was free from sins. That is why it makes sense that he died taking up the sins of humanity. No, nobody can take up the sins of humanity. Only Jesus, he can take up the sins and die for the whole humanity. But some may say, why are we such a sinners before God, deserving death? A long time ago, in the old days, there were kings, right? You know, if somebody causes God's king's heart troubled, then he will fall on his knees and ask for forgiveness. But for us, we are living in this world where God created, but we don't give thanks to God. There are many times we ignore him. If we were in the old days, you know, we would have died because we would have caused God, king's heart troubled. But then how much more, you know, God is the King of Kings, then we deserve death. And God said the wages of sin is death. So Jesus, in place of us, he died on the cross. Why did he die for us? It is because he wanted to set us free so that we could be reconciled with God. In other words, let's say, to give an example, I borrowed $10,000 from my friend, but then I could not pay back on the due date. But then it would be really difficult to keep the good relationship with a friend. And also, it's almost impossible to ask for more money from that friend because I did not pay back that $10,000. You know, we have the debt that we need to pay God. That debt is the debt. If we want to be reconciled with God, then we need to pay, right? But which is death. If we die, we won't have an opportunity to reconcile with God. So in a way, we are stuck that we cannot die. At the same time, we cannot keep the good relationship with God. So in other words, we cannot be reconciled with God. But then, let's say if somebody says, I will pay back the $10,000, then because of the opportunity, you know, we can be reconciled. So this crucifixion, it was the universal atonement where Jesus paid off our sin. Through the cross, we could become free. And because of that, we could be reconciled with God and we could seek His love. Then this event, the crucifixion that happened 2,000 years ago, how is it that it is still valid even now in today? And Romans chapter 5 mentions of two representatives. And each country has the president, just like that. And there are representatives for the history of humanity. That is Adam and Jesus. And from above, from God's perspective, this humanity can be categorized into two, whether people belong to Adam or to Jesus. Therefore, the death of Jesus is not just for the individuals, but He died representing the whole humanity. So depending on this representative of one country, you know, what kind of MOU they sign with other countries, they will have effect on the generation to the generation, to their descendants. Because Jesus died as representative of humanity, you know, His death on the cross is valid to us now, even today. So in His great love, you know, we can bear fruits because of that freedom we gained through His death. And, you know, it's almost impossible, it's difficult to lay down on one's life for this world. And even it is even more difficult to lay down one's own child. So this universal atonement, this crucifixion, it is a story of amazing God's love for us. So as long as we accept His story of love, then we will be saved and we will be freed from sin. The very source of salvation, that is Jesus, right? We praise His name. Let us pray. Dear loving Lord, who are full of grace and love, for those who deserve death, You lay down Your own life. This amazing love of Jesus we wish to hold on to and give sacrifice of gratitude. We thank You. In Jesus' name we prayed.